Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Cheddar Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. You can certainly help where the phone lines at 215-592-9494. AMA today at noon. You ask, we answer. Key, you got to ask. Well, I guess in other keys, you got to answer, but, you know, that's a given. Well,
but first, you got to ask.
That's true.
And I could use some questions. I'll hook it up.
Oh, is it a little light on the questions?
A little light on the questions.
Oh, well, help Seltzer out, everybody. Please. I mean, he needs some questions that he can fire at us. Good, fun, creative questions about sports, non-sports, life, whatever. I was going to say non-life, but I don't know about non-life.
I love this
segment.
About
a chair. A chair's not.
Tommy gets to do his first AMA today.
TK, I enjoy your AMAs. I'm very excited for this.
Thank you. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And frankly, I expect Tom to measure up far more successfully than Rich. We know the deal, you know. We look forward to AMA today at noon. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can get involved with the show beyond just calling the show, and obviously perfect for AMA. Come up with some good, fun, creative questions, and Seltzer will choose the best of the best, and hit us up with them today at noon. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Also, something ironic in sports, Philadelphia sports from yesterday. We'll get to that shortly. Let's talk to Pete in South Jersey. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Pete. How you doing?
Good. Well, first I'd like to start with the Phillies. I mean, there's so much about that game that's frustrating, but if you just look at that pop-up, I mean, Hector Neris, first of all, well, number one, he walked the first guy, which I knew he was going to blow the save. Second of all, on the pop-up, he's standing right in the way. And he doesn't move. He's just looking there. I think he distracted Segura, number one. And Rhys Hoskins absolutely has to take charge there. He's got to wave guys off, and he's got to catch that ball.
Well,
he
could have been more. He could have been more vocal. But once Segura does what he does, Rhys did the right thing getting out of the way. It's Segura's fault for not. It's Segura's fault for claiming the ball as his. I mean, that's the bottom line.
I agree, but those pop-ups, sometimes they are a little tricky right around home plate, or excuse me, around the pitcher's mound.
Right.
Somebody has to take charge. The ball was very clearly to the right side. You could see it right away. And it's just hard to imagine at that level that that can still happen. And the part that bothers me the most is there are no smart baseball players on that field. Segura is like the first one that comes to mind. He's a talented guy. He's not a headsy guy. And Hoskins has got to kind of get his head and get it going because he's not going to be around long.
Well, look, there are some smart guys. I mean, Harper and Real Muto have baseball instincts. I'm certain McCutcheon does. But I hear your point. I mean, last night was a game where what we would call, I guess, baseball IQ was not well demonstrated. Let's put it that way.
No, not at all. I just don't have a good feeling about the rest of the season, certainly with Neris as the closer. I just have no faith in him. I mean, he's wild.
I've never felt strong faith in Neris. Now, look, it's the first time this year he blew a game. You know it's going to happen. You just can't have it happen often in a 60-game schedule. And, you know, he can be better. He's got to be better. All right, Pete, give me a prominent lesser sibling.
Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone Ooh. Is a good answer. Tom, do you know what song Frank Stallone was involved in singing in Rocky?
I do not. I do not.
James Seltzer, do you know what song Frank Stallone?
Yeah, I got to remember it. I know the song. I've heard the song. I know the
song. Come on. Come on, Frank Stallone. He's around the trash can. Rock's walking through the neighborhood. Do, 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 do. Take it back.
Oh, okay.
Dun, 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 take it back, and then someone else comes in and says something else, and you know it's a whole thing. I don't know the other words, but that's all I know. That's all I got.
Good description,
Joe. It's more than we had. So,
all right, let's go to Chuck. I hope Chuck too is blaming the players and not Klintak. What's up, Chuck?
Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, Ed, Jimmy's the greatest. And you tell this Kelly kid, I love him, but I coached against him, too, when he was in Upper Moreland, and we dominated him, too. But anyway, the
doesn't
reason
surprise
I'm calling
me.
You.
Wait a minute. Were you Lower Moreland, Chuck?
I was Methacton.
Oh, okay, because I was Lower Moreland. So I didn't know if, you know, we were bonded in our Lower Moreland.
Yeah, well, the problem with you guys is the girls' sports at Lower Moreland always were stronger than the boys' sports, and you know I'm right.
Well, I went to Upper Moreland.
No, I didn't say he's.
Oh, okay.
Just said
he's
lower
talking
Moreland.
To me. Yeah, I'm talking about Lower Moreland.
Sorry.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Tom, let me tell you something else. The girls at Upper Moreland were tough gals also.
Well, that's good. That's good, Chuck. Much tougher than us guys.
And we're going to put a monument down at Mason Mill for you.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, Joey, here's what I wanted to tell you. First of all, I don't know if you guys have any coaching. This Kingery and the Hoskins and the kid Quinn, none of these guys are major league players. Now, I would be all over Hoskins today. First of all, as a coach, you try to teach these guys confidence. Immediately he should have taken charge of that situation. That's his ball. But because he's a little squeamish right now, and he probably always was, you got to be aggressive. That's his ball. And let me say something else to you, the demise of baseball. Probably Cataldi is the only one at your station that's old enough that probably understands what they did with baseball back then. This Naris had no clue what his job is on a play like that. None. That's his job. So I want to tell you this right now. You're too hard on Segura. At least he had the guts to commit and take charge on a ball that wasn't even his.
But it's not about guts. It's about that stupid.
What, is Hoskins going to catch it?
Of course he was going to catch it. Listen,
how do you know that?
Chuck, could Reese have done a better job vocalizing louder and more often? I got it, I got it, I got it. Sure, he could have. But he did do it. It's not like he didn't do it. He did do it, and he was standing in perfect position to catch the ball. Of course he was going to catch the ball.
Well, I still want to commit. He should have taken charge, and he didn't take charge, Joe. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'll buy that a little bit. I mean, he could have done it more, and he could have done it louder. That's true. But, I mean, again, Chuck, even the game broadcast, Tom McCarthy, as soon as the ball was popped up on the television broadcast, Tom McCarthy said Reese has called the ball. He said it. So Tom McCarthy hears that up in the booth, and
Joey,
Gene Segura doesn't hear it at third base?
Let me ask you something, Joe, because I'm curious, because I didn't see the broadcast.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something.
Sure.
Did anybody talk about Naris's job on this play?
Yeah, well, Ricky Bitalico did postgame.
I'm talking about during the broadcast.
I don't think so, but I'm not entirely certain.
Listen,
I love Ollie, but what's the Manning kid, the third kid? What's his first name?
Oh, Cooper.
He's the lesser brother.
All right, but here's the problem, Chuck. He's not the second brother. Second would be Eli. Eli would be a great answer. Unfortunately, you gave us the wrong answer.
Well, guess what?
Because we're looking for the most prominent second one.
Eli's a millionaire. He's a success in my eyes.
All right, Chuck. Oh, indeed he is. Thanks, pal. Always good to hear from you. Listen, Cooper, Eli would have been a great answer, Gus.
Yeah.
Eli Manning is a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. He would have been a great answer. Unfortunately, he said the wrong Manning brother.
Yeah, Eli, by the way, is the most overrated quarterback of all time. The most overrated quarterback in the history of football.
He is very overrated.
Terrible.
He should not make the
not
Hall
terrible.
Of Fame. You know, he only won a playoff game in those 2 years.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And career winning percentage, I know it was at the very end, it was going back and forth right around 500.
He's at 500, yeah.
Square 500?
He's 500.
See, that's not a Hall of Famer.
I'll say this. As an Eagles fan, I was never afraid of Eli Manning. I was always far more afraid of playing Tony Romo than I was Eli Manning.
I agree with that. I do. No, I do not think Eli should make the Hall. I think he will. I do not think he should. Let's talk to Dan in Philadelphia. Hey, Dan.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Tom, I got a little career advice for you.
Okay.
If you want to get on the show more, change your name to John or Joe.
That's good advice.
Then you're right on. Anytime somebody's off the show.
That sounds good. I'll do that.
It has happened quite frequently.
Yeah, that's right.
Then again, Dan, we let you on the show, and your name's Dan.
I demand to come on the show.
Well, I mean, let's be real. I mean, we could swat
without us, there's no show, Joe.
We could swat away your phone call like Miyagi picking a fly out of the air.
Joe, without us, there's no show. I mean, you guys provide the content, we provide the ratings.
Also, Miyagi never got the fly out of the air. That's the problem. You should have said, like, Daniel pulling the fly out of the air.
All right, the wrong guy. What are you going to do?
All right, listen, I don't want to sound pessimistic about the Flyers, but to bring up a point that Julio brought up yesterday, they haven't faced adversity yet. So they're going to go into this game tonight with a pretty long winning streak, and they all come to an end, winning streaks. What if they lose tonight and they're down 0-1? Are they able to come back from the adversity the first game of the series?
Look, they're able, but it puts you in a hole. I mean, the reality is the town will start freaking out pretty fast. That's just the way it goes.
Right, and that's my fear. I don't think they deserve to be freaked out on.
Well, listen, maybe freak out is a strong use of a term for an 0-1 deficit. 0-2, or even down 2-1, that would be freak out. 0-1 would be concern.
I think it's scary because you're going against a guy like Price who can single-handedly win games.
Well, that's a factor. And then, Dan, here's the other thing. I mean, two things. One, we know anything can happen in the NHL playoffs. We've seen it happen a million times, meaning lesser teams win. Happens all the time. And two, it specifically just happened with this Canadiens team beating the 5-seed, the Pittsburgh Penguins. And let's also remember, the Flyers, as great as they're playing, they were, in fact, the 4-seed until a 3-game round robin started. I mean, the Penguins were just mere points behind the Flyers, and the Canadiens just beat them.
And we're still having problems with the power play as well. So.
Yeah. All right, Dan, what do you got here? A prominent second sibling.
How about Robert Kennedy?
That is a big answer.
That is a potential
That's a really good
answer.
One.
That is a big answer. And, of course, the irony to it is that JFK was deemed by his father to be the second
Absolutely.
Sibling.
Yep.
And it wasn't until JFK's oldest brother was killed in the war that JFK then ascended to the oldest male living and the one that was, you know, essentially said, okay, let's align him for politics.
That's some impressive Kennedy family knowledge there, Joe.
Come on, you know that, right, Tom?
I did not know that. Oh. You're teaching me things.
Well, that's what I do on the show. All right, let me teach everyone something here. It's not so much teach, but let me get into my, if I may, my Alanis Morissette role with ironic. Because it is, after all, isn't it ironic, don't you think? A little too ironic. Yeah, I really do think.
You never quote that on the show.
No. all right, it did strike me yesterday with the 76ers game is highly ironic. As Brett Brown moves closer, by the day, closer to getting fired, and I mean this is no ill will to Brett Brown. He seems like a phenomenal guy, and I've enjoyed rooting for him. It just hasn't worked out, okay? It hasn't worked out the way we hoped it would and, frankly, the way we expected it would. And as Brett Brown moves closer to getting fired, isn't it ironic that his lineup yesterday, without a ton of guys in there, had an incredible resemblance to a 76ers tanking lineup? I mean, here they are. They're about to play in the playoffs with an opportunity yesterday to still jockey for playoff position. Not jockey for to be a jockey or jockey for jockey underwear. To jockey for a playoff spot, to try to get in the 4-5, and there's no doubt you get in the 4-5 spot, you got a better chance to beat the Miami Heat than the Boston Celtics. And sure, Embiid's out. Now, maybe he was truly out, or maybe they just said, all right, shut him down for the next 5 days. Maybe. Who knows? But then they say, all right, let's shut everyone else down. So you get no Richardson. You get no Horford. You get no Tobias Harris. And so as Brett Brown's tenure is nearing to an end, Tom, we get a lineup yesterday, much like during the years of tanking, we're all backups.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the lineup yesterday, the Sixers started Kyle O'Quinn. He is not only a backup, he is a 10th, 11th, 12th man. They started Mike Scott this year. He's a 10th, 11th guy. That guy is not a rotation player anymore. I don't know what happened to him. All right, Burks, he's played better in recent days. Give him credit. He's in there yesterday. Thybul, he's a guy, you know, deserves to be in a rotation, not a starter. And Shake Milton starting because they had to tab somebody, but he's not a starter. He's a backup point guard. So, and that's your starters. Never mention, you know, Norvell Pell, Glenn Robinson, Neto, and Korkmaz. That is only slightly better than the teams the Sixers rolled out for 3 or 4 years when they were tanking.
Yeah.
Slightly better.
It was bad. That was a process-esque lineup.
Yeah.
And you see Kyle O'Quinn almost had a triple-double yesterday.
Listen.
A good stat line for him.
Let me give you a theory. Yesterday I rolled out the Paul Abbott theory. Let me roll out the Michael Carter-Williams theory.
Okay.
If you play a lot of minutes in the NBA, you're going to get a lot of stats.
Yeah.
All right? So, I mean, look, here's the one thing I will say. Maybe it's in their defense. Maybe it's in support of the decision in the lineup yesterday. You can make the case. And I was big on, hey, try to get to the 4-5 seed when Ben was healthy. Easier to play Miami. I believe that. I still believe that. But you can make the case that if the Sixers know that Ben Simmons will be back or is likely to be back, but won't be for about 6 weeks or 5 weeks instead of 3 weeks, that you do want to play in the 3-6 series to then play the Raptors in the second round to avoid playing Milwaukee until, in theory, Ben Simmons is back, possibly in the third round. That's possible. So that was not lost on me on their decision yesterday to play every backup under the sun against the Suns, and Devin Booker, of course, did what he does, which is light him up. And by the way, you could not trade Ben Simmons now for Devin Booker. James?
Oh, no chance.
Can't get him.
Oh, no so, way. Why would they?
Guys that previously we would not have even considered as Sixers fans. Hey, trade Ben for Booker 2 years ago, last year? No. Wouldn't even considered it. Now there are guys that have passed Ben Simmons that the other team would not consider trading their guy for Ben Simmons. That's bad. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy?
Yo, the camera.
How are you, pal?
DK, what's up?
What's up, Jeremy? How's it going?
Hey, Joe, how many times did you call Jillio John? I think I got to it 5.
I think yesterday was 3 or 4. The day before, I think, was 1 or 2.
Man, what are you coming down grounding for there, man? You're supposed to be the guy on it.
You know what? Let me tell you something, man. Even Michael Jordan missed a foul shot.
Oh, man.
John Gilio.
All right, guys, look, Oscar Lindblom is in the bubble with the team. I want to shout out to him. Yeah. He's a young kid. It's amazing that he's even able to do anything physical with the condition that he was in.
It's amazing.
So shout out to him.
Shout out to him. By the way, also, Jeremy, shout out to his doctors and nurses.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, that's a journey that was taken, you know, with the help of some big-time medical professionals. So God bless them all.
I'm not sure if you guys listened to the interviews or not from the players and the coach, from the Flyers. Joe, I'm not going to lie, it kind of got me emotional. Like, I'm going to take a page out of your book. It kind of hit me in my feelings just to hear the coach and the players. Like, it's what they talk about is with purpose, and it's just so real, authentic. Like, I haven't heard this kind of talk from the Flyers in quite some time. I mean, the hype is just absolutely real with this team. And they're going to come out and they're going to show the whole NHL what Flyers hockey is all about.
I agree. I agree with you on that, Jeremy. I really do.
Someone to watch out. Number 11, Konechny. I want everybody. You need to watch this kid because you're going to laugh. Watch what he does to this Montreal team. He's going to be chirping his mouth off.
Well, he'll be the guy they hate. That's true. I mean,
of course.
That's part of playoff hockey. There's always a guy or two or three on each team, and there's no doubt Canadian fans will get annoyed with him quickly.
So that Phillies game last night, I mean, regardless of what all happened, right, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's the bottom of the inning. Reese Hoskins is up. There's a guy on third. There's a guy on second. All he had to do was get a single, and guess what? I'm pretty sure we win that game. So regardless of what transpired, I mean, you can't overlook it, obviously, because that was the most dysfunctional thing I've seen from the Phillies. I thought last year took the cake with all that nonsense. Yesterday was crazy. But the point is, Reese Hoskins literally just – he has to do his job, and I don't know how long – we're going to let him sit in the lineup. Like, I did Tom Jewers the other day. Phil Gosling came in and got 2 hits. His first 2 at-bats. Like, get Goose in there, right? We need Goose.
Well,
find Goose.
Barrels. They
got to
play him. Yeah, we're not looking for Goose Gossage, but yeah. All right, Jeremy, give me a prominent second sibling.
Can I make a point about Carson Wentz?
Sure.
From yesterday on your show?
Of course.
Look, we all know Carson Wentz can play at that elite level. We've seen it. Just have faith. Wait for this man to get a little bit more grounded with his offense, and he's going to bring us a chip back. So have some faith, guys.
Okay. I hope so. All right, a prominent sibling. Who?
Janet Jackson to Michael Jackson.
It's a big answer, too.
That's a monster answer.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Janet Jackson's a wonderful answer. No question. Listen, after Robert Kennedy, it feels this might be hard to beat. I think it's probably beatable, but that's a big answer.
It's a big answer.
Janet Jackson's a great answer, too, though.
It's right there.
It's not going to beat Robert Kennedy. She's not going to beat Robert Kennedy.
Well, you forget there are three votes on this show, Joe.
Tom, this is what they do to me. It's not fair. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, something in baseball that annoyed me yesterday. We haven't talked about it yet. And we'll get to it. It's not related to the Phils, but it kind of ticked me off. We'll get to that. We'll hit all the phone. I'm curious if James and Tom agree with me or not. Noon today, AMA. Of course, you ask, we answer. Ray Dittinger at 12:45. Much up ahead here. Joe DeCamera, Tom Kelly, and for John on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.